your control starts with you, what you put in, and then how you put that back out. What you put in will be reflected back out, and what you put out will be reflected back in. That's the law of correspondence. It's the mirror of life. What's up, everyone? Nay Sarantino here, back with another episode of the Freethinkers Emergence Podcast. I am going over where we're at with the podcast, what my plans are, what things are going on with my life in Savior Services, how I've been going about life lately. So let me start with the podcast in the grand scheme of it. Always going to be going back to consciousness and what people are doing and why they're doing it. That's the theme of the whole podcast. It's about being a free thinker, thinking for yourself, and figuring out what you want to do with your life. And I want to act as a guide, which was originally guided spirits. It was guiding people's spirits and their souls, where when I changed the name to go with the course I've created, the Freethinkers Emergence Program, which I am going through the last of the footage. I'm the editor who I have paid to have the edit, to get the course edited or all the videos is slacking, in my opinion. I still haven't received all the content, which they said they sent it to me in August, so I sent him an email, and I've been talking to the guy who hooked me up with him, and I'm trying to get that stuff done so I can get this course released. Now, a lot of the footage in the second unit and even the end of the first unit and third unit, I have oversaturated with light, so it's visually not as good as I wish it would have been, but the content is nonetheless just as good as it should be. And you'll know when you hear it that this is exactly what it was supposed to be. And I find it to be almost a perfect imperfection, where the level of knowledge and the depth of the knowledge that I present in the course will show itself without being me looking exactly as I do on the podcast. It's taken me a little bit to figure out cameras and lighting. And even on the last podcast I recorded with Breno, it still wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. And I couldn't get the lighting quite right. I moved all the lights closer, so it looks a little bit better now. I'm still figuring all this out, and that's the beauty of it. Even when I created it audio only and recorded it on my old iPhone, I was still just trying to figure it out. Like, life is a balance between imposter syndrome and trying to do things without having any experience and letting someone else show you. And I asked for help when necessary, and I'll do research when necessary, but I like to just try things and figure out along the way, like, oh, this is what it's about, and this is how you actually get experience, by going and doing. And action is the number one way to figure out if something is gonna work or not. You can run numbers and do analytics all you want and try to predict the future based on these, like, statistics. However, at some point, you're going to have to go do the thing. And when you have no experience doing the thing, the only way to get experience and even get numbers and get the feedback you need to adjust is to go do it. That's why when I realize, oh, I need to fix the lighting. Oh, like, I need to fix the camera angle. Oh, I need to fix this. I need to set up the studio. Right now, I have a couch on the other side of the studio for when I have guests on, yet I need a second camera. So when the time comes, I can do both camera angles, and that will be my next investment. But right now, I have the Rodecaster Pro, all the microphones, and everything else with the lighting. Like, I can get another light and tripod, so I have two lights on each side, and another camera angle, so I can have that couch that I'm looking at underneath the camera, and a camera that's going to be to the right here a little bit, And we're going to make the podcast better than it already is. So, you know, that's basically going over what the podcast has become and what it was, what it is now, and what it will become. Moving forward, we have the course. I just briefly mentioned it. The lessons are all done. Everything's recorded. Waiting on getting that back. My editor is, in my opinion, slacking. I don't know what's going on. I need to contact him. Everything's all paid, so I'm basically... The issue is we paid him half at the start and then half when he finished. And when I started getting footage back, I gave him the rest of the money. Now, it's a little bit deeper than that, but I don't need to explain the whole thing. At the end of the day, he'll get it to me, and then I'll get this information out to you guys. The workbook is done. I've started working on my new book, and that's going to be... It's going to be similar to the concepts discussed in the course, but now it's going to be in another format, so people who like to read can read it, and I'm going to add more than the course has, obviously, because I've learned more, and I've done more since I've created this course, and every time I go through a day, I reflect and learn based on what I've done and how I can become better and how I can teach better and show people this is how these hermetic principles work in action. This is how these mindsets work in action. This is how you can be more mindful of everything in your life, from energy and time to literally everything you do and why you're doing it. It's that simple. So as my beliefs become bigger and broader, and I start to see a bigger and bigger picture every day, I become a better teacher. Because I can see more perspectives. And the more perspectives you can see, the better you'll be at showing someone how they too can reframe all the problems in their life to actually become blessings. Where every problem I've come across now is a blessing because I have the ability to learn and then to teach that to someone else so they can have an easier time going through the challenges and obstacles that life presents. Once again, if you don't make mistakes, you wouldn't get far, and these mistakes are necessary to become a better version of yourself. So, all in all, I've learned a lot from making this course. Things are going well, and I just need to get the rest of that footage back. But remember, some of it wasn't as good of video quality as I imagined. The audio quality is exceptional for practically speaking 99% of it, and there is a lot of great content. The workbook is a 10 out of 10, maybe even 11 out of 10 in my opinion. I couldn't have done a better job with it, and everything is going according to plan so far. I really wanted it to be out at the end of summer, but now it's the middle of September, and I still haven't gotten all the footage back, so a little disappointed, but I digress. Let me move into the next thing, and that's where Savior Services is headed. This is my company. I don't really talk about it a lot on the podcast for the sake of... I like to talk more about consciousness and helping people and not about what the company's doing. Now, I've been building this from Savior Fitness and Wellness, which is fitness and nutrition coaching online based, of course, and guiding it towards the mindset coaching where I'm helping people with these principles of Hermetica and these universal laws and how the universe works, how these mindsets you can adopt actually give you the ability to control your life down to the very last atom. All these little particles that make everything up, including me, you, and everything else. It's all this energy. And when you learn how energy works, you can actually control what you want to happen in this world. And your control starts with you what you put in and then how you put that back out. What you put in will be reflected back out, and what you put out will be reflected back in. That's the law of correspondence. It's the mirror of life. Beautifully said. Now, how am I doing all this with the company? We're going about coaching one-on-one with individual clients. I want to target small businesses as well and help the employees align their passions with the business's overall vision and what its like purpose is and the intention of the owner or founder of the business and how they plan to cultivate real skill and talent within that business for a long-term like plan, whatever that might be. I believe the sooner you start something, the better you'll get at it. That's why I started the podcast on my phone. And you need to start somewhere. The only thing you can do that's wrong is to never start. Like, it's really the only way you can fail is never starting. If you quit, you also fail. So you either don't start or you stop. Those are the only ways you fail. And somehow you're going to make it from point A to point B. And it might take you 50 years. But fuck it. If it takes 50 years, it takes 50 years. And then eventually you get it right. And if it takes all that time, maybe you're going to gain a lot of lessons. Like Colonel Sanders created KFC when he was in his 60s. And look at it now. Like, there's all these great businesses that I recently learned were started well into like middle age of these people, like 40 and beyond. And that was just one example. There's a ton of them, and it takes time to create something great. And my intention at UVM was for psychedelic assisted therapies, and I still am a big proponent of psychedelic assisted therapy, specifically with psilocybin and the capabilities it has for reflection and how it can show you who you truly are, and it can bring the truth out inside of you so you get to see your own truth as bright as the day bleeds. And now you have the ability to actually learn who you are, and I've seen this quote many times, you can't know anyone as deep as you know yourself. And in order to meet someone deeply, you need to meet yourself deeply. And that requires true introspection and the self-reflection that only comes from deep, secluded meditation and studying yourself and why you do the things you do, how you operate, and what makes you who you are. And psilocybin makes this such an easy process to learn about yourself and why you are the way you are. So, yes, Savior Services is me doing what I would do with psychedelics without psychedelics, where I have to tell all my clients, no, I'm not a therapist. I'm not clinically diagnosing anything. You can come to me and tell me you have something. And I'll say, okay, where'd you hear this from? Who told you this? And I'm going to show them that everything that is going on in their life is caused by their own doing. And when you want to overcome trauma, it starts with doing shadow work. Whatever that shadow is, that's something you have to work through, whether it's coming from childhood or like a significant other or whatever it might be. There's so many different causes of trauma in this world, but the majority of the time, the way you see the world is going to end up being how your life goes. Your perception defines your life. So this is Savior Services. This is control your mind, control your life. When you want a better life, you need to control the way you see life and see the game. Life is a game, in my opinion, and it's a game of energy. It's a game of how you move the energy. And when you learn how energy works and how time works, which time is basically irrelevant once you have actual control of your energy. Now it's intensity of energy, which is the amount of energy in a set amount of time. But if you're always 100% in, it doesn't really matter at that point. Now you're just serving your highest purpose in doing what you love to do. And the better you get at it, the more value you're going to receive back from the universe in the form of the blessings and gifts from God. And I'm a big proponent of belief in the one infinite creator who I call God. Now, you can call the creator by any name. It is what it is. And this is like, Savior Services wasn't supposed to have like a connection directly to like the Savior, like Yeshua or Jesus Christ. Now, the name came from it. Savior Fitness and Wellness, save your fitness and wellness, as fitness and wellness saved me from myself. Going to the gym saved my life. When I was trying to kill myself, I would just go to the gym and work out until I felt good. And this is what I did for a month straight. And then I created that business. And then I realized it all starts in your head. And then I was like, well, let's do Savior Services. And it's like a broader spectrum of like saving people, starting with their mind. And like, if you don't have a healthy mind, you don't even have physical health, because you can't heal your physical health without a healthy mind. And then you realize you need to have the right beliefs. And that's where you go into the spiritual body. And now you see the pyramid of the physical on the bottom, the mental in the middle, and the spiritual on top. And it all needs to be in alignment in order to have a complete and full being. This is Savior Fitness and Wellness, and this is Savior Services now. And this is how I've transformed my brand and my company into something as great as this, and how I can help people, specifically targeting whatever problems they have and showing them it all starts in the way you see the problem, and more looking for solutions and not problems. Your problems are a lot smaller than you think they are, and you build them up to be some great wall that somehow you have to get over, when in fact all you have to do is just step over it, and it might take 12, 15, 20 one steps. Now, it starts with one step. It starts with the small steps. I have to start going to the gym. Oh, I have to start eating better. Oh, I have to be more mindful of what I'm watching on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, on the news, on television, on YouTube. Oh, I have to be more mindful about what I believe and what I say. Every time I speak, I cast spells, and I should never speak negatively towards myself. That's casting bad energy into yourself. You need to be very mindful of everything that comes out of your mouth. I've been super focused on not saying like as much, because I keep listening back to my own podcast and I piss myself off so much I want to not post episodes because I say like too much. Like, literally right there. See, these are the things that you have to do to become a better person. And these are the things I've done when it comes to the podcast, when it comes to the course, when it comes to my brand and my company. And now I'm out here, I'm helping my friend Breno through a tough time in his life. I've helped my friend Luke through a tough time in his life. And both of these people have helped me through very tough times in my life. And that's what goes around comes around. And you realize, like, we're creating a brotherhood with one another, and that's what we have. Like, I was adopted from Russia at 1.5 years old. I don't actually have any biological family. I have my wonderful adopted parents who have given me the world, and I've been so fortunate to have such great parents in my life and great role models. And now I'm at the point where I've become a role model for other people, and I can help other people become the best version of themselves by me helping myself, to the point where people look at me and they're like, oh wow, like, look at how he's done this, and look at like his dedication and his like his vision and like his purpose. Like, every move is purposeful, and I use purpose to make me a better person and make other people better people. That's the point. Everything has to be done with purpose. So I've gone over the podcast, the course, the brand, friendships, relationships, how I've been working on those with Breno and Luke, especially lately. These are the two closest people in my life. And the last thing has been money. Money's been my biggest crutch. Or not crutch, like the opposite. Like, it's been the hardest thing for me to get over. I put myself in a lot of credit card debt while I was at UVM, And when I started Savior Fitness and Wellness and joined NLCA, I took out a small loan from PayPal that has taken me a ton of like time to get paid off. I joined this debt relief program, PDS Debt. It's been great. They've helped me get my debt paid off. I've already like gotten, I've made an agreement with Bank of America and things are going well. I still have to do Capital One and PayPal. It's just been a pain in the ass, and I've been dealing with this debt, carrying it while trying to build all this other stuff because of all these past mistakes. And now I like you know what to do until you make the mistake, and then you have to deal with it. And then you're like, this is why everyone said that, and I still did it anyways, and now I have to deal with this. Fortunately for me, I didn't make many other mistakes that were like really bad besides the vaping when I was in my teenage years, almost dying by 19, then getting like sober for a while, eating really healthy. I still say like I'll drink some beers here and there. I don't drink hard alcohol. I smoke cigars. I'll like occasionally smoke weed. I'm not like forcing it. Like I'm not gonna go out and ever buy weed again, like unless like I want some pre-rolls from the dispensary. But I'm not gonna be like going out buying a bong, this stuff. I used to be so into it, and now it's just, it clouded my judgment of life. It made life more about doing drugs than the experiences that I was like having. And life, when you're sober, I call it raw dogging life. And sober life is a beautiful thing, and I believe every person should experience at least 6 months of their life completely sober from everything, including caffeine, nicotine, everything. You should be going through life as sober as possible. Get a baseline for what you're like without anything, and then introduce the things back into your life that add to you. And the second you start seeing it subtract from you, cut it off. And that's how you'll actually build yourself up. This is what I've had to do. Like when I realized how the debt was really affecting me, I completely stopped doing anything with other money that I didn't have. And I got my finances back under control, and I have been doing hardwood flooring, and I respect my passion for consciousness and like public speaking, podcasting, coaching, all that. And I'm also working hard with my hands, and I have skills when it comes to trades, and I can use any power tool, and I can do so much when it comes to craftsmanship. And I love working with my hands, but there's nothing better than working on a person with your mind. When you can shape someone's mind just by the words you tell them, I cast spells on people all the time. I plant seeds on them, but I cast the spells that make people rich. I make people rich in their soul. I show them how powerful they are. I give them the power that they have inside of them to their conscious being. The subconscious connection to the conscious can only happen when you are fully aware of how powerful your subconscious is. And that subconscious is the universe. It's the infinite intelligence. It is the voice of God within you. That is the creator working through you. These are all the things that like have built me into who I am. And I had my first podcast with video called This is Nate Sarantino. This would be an even better version of that. This is me going over where I'm at and showing you, even when I'm not trying to present value and I'm just showing you this is my life, you still somehow get value out of it because I can't help but present it. It's just who I am now. Like everything I touch turns to gold. It's a beautiful thing. And now I have to use it responsibly and show people here, when you actually become powerful, when you actually understand telepathy and how you can plant seeds in people's heads without even ever speaking a word into the voice, you actually know you can do things that other people don't. Like, they don't say it's real until it's done to them, and then they're shocked. But they have to admit the truth when the truth is in front of them. There's no way around it. That's why the truth is always at the top. The truth will always prevail. The truth is above love. You see, like, the truth is love is gonna be the thing that brings everyone together. But the truth is the only thing that states that. And now you realize it's authenticity is you living out your truth. So you be authentic. That goes hand in hand with the truth. And then you have to be grateful to receive anything, including life itself. And then you move down to love and belief. If you don't have your beliefs straight, and if you don't have love within, you're never going to get anywhere. Authenticity, gratitude, love, and belief. Those are the four highest vibrations. When you align those four things, you basically become unstoppable and furthermore immortal. Immortality is an interesting concept. I have a whole video on it. You have to go watch that video and I'll do another one. But for now, I'm going to end this here. My final words for this podcast. When something starts subtracting from you, be mindful of why and to what level does it start subtracting from you. Because some things will add until you cross a boundary where it subtracts. Everything can be good until it's bad. Now, some things you should never do. I'm not a proponent of smoking crack cocaine, but I certainly see that smoking cigars has added to me greatly since I started it. And as far as it goes right now, I'm going to continue it. And smoking cigarettes was terrible. I smoked the nicest American spirits I could buy. And I still think they're nothing compared to getting a good 10, like, it doesn't even have to be $10, like, somewhere like $5 to $20 cigar, like, any more than $20 on a cigar, I think that's kind of a waste of money at that point. Like, you can get good ones for not that expensive. It's just a tobacco leaf. It depends on what you're looking for. Now, realize that if it's not adding to you, it's most likely subtracting. And you have to find the substances, the food, the drinks, the people, the energy that adds to you. When you're putting energy that subtracts from you into your presence, into your aura, into your physical, mental, or spiritual body, you have to reflect and understand when enough is enough and cut it off before it takes you away from the light. That's all you have, your light body, your soul, your being. Those are my final words. Thank you for listening. My name is Nate Sarantino, and this was the Free Thinkers Emergence Podcast.